Hello and welcome to The Stack. On this week's show, I caught up with Chandra Kutt, founder of Wine Cellar Journal. We spoke about magazines, wine, and more. Plus, I visited Print Matters, a lovely magazine shop in Zurich. And finally, Monocle's culture editor, Chiara Di Mella, previews our new September issue with a special on the new magazine makers. Enjoy! From Midori House in London, this is The Stack, 30 minutes of print industry analysis, and I am Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Coming up on the show, a few interviews I've recorded while working from Zurich. But first, I sat down with Monocle's culture editor, Chiara Di Mella, who previews Monocle's September issue, which includes a special media roundup with the best magazines and creatives around. Here is what she had to say.
I think the overarching aim was just to combat this narrative that right now print media is embattled and there is no hope for the future and jobs are being slashed everywhere and publications are seeing drop in revenue. Yes, there's no denying that it's a tough time, but we always try to look for the people who are trying to make the most out of the situation and also those that, despite everything, still found the courage to start new projects, even at this time, or those who are at the helm of very big publications who have differentiated or tried to find new audiences, new ways of reaching their audience, and ultimately, sometimes, even ended up benefiting from the whole situation.
Well, and one of those people is Javier Moreno from El País as well, which I believe you've interviewed for the section as well.
Indeed. It's a very interesting thing about El País because Javier used to be in Mexico helming the Latin America edition, and that edition went largely digital. And then he came back just a few months ago, really, to helm the Spanish version as well, which is also printed. They're moving quite aggressively towards digital because he really believes that that's the future. But in saying that, he makes an interesting point because El País has this potential enormous audience of Spanish-speaking readers all around the world, particularly in Latin America, and distribution in Latin America would be really tricky for a pan kind of continental title that comes out of, you know, Madrid. It would be really difficult for it to happen in print, but if they do go digital, they have the opportunity to establish themselves as, you know, the brand of record for the Spanish-speaking world, and I think that's what he's aiming for. And, you know, as much as obviously we'll always be adamant about the need for print, which exists in the Spanish edition. You have to admire also the plans of those who are looking beyond their country barriers, beyond their country borders, and onto a global stage.
Well, very much so. And another thing I like about, the section is the new launches as well. And, you know, it comes from everywhere. There's a new newspaper from your country, Italy, which is quite exciting. And Oath magazine, which we discussed on the Stack in the past as well, from South Africa. That's also, you know, I think some people saw this moment, you know, to launch new things, you know, because as you rightly said, there's still a market for sure.
Completely, you know, dedicated Stack listeners will recognize some of the people who obviously have also graced the microphones here. So we spoke to Deem Journal out of the US, for example. As you mentioned, we spoke to Oath magazine from South Africa, both really interesting projects about either kind of social-led design, and Oath, on the other hand, is this kind of photography-led magazine dedicated to the African continent, specifically South Africa. But then you look at someone, for example, like the publishers of Noema out of California, and this is a very, you know, almost brainy title out of California that, however, because of the current context, in a way becomes even more relevant because people are hungry for deeper perspectives. You know, they have loads of really important intellectuals and philosophers writing for them. And I think at this time, when people have realized that they do want to slow down, it is the time to get perspectives from people who can go a little bit deeper. It's really interesting. The title means thinking in ancient Greek, and it was created by the Bergeron Institute in Los Angeles. So it's kind of a bit of a philanthropic enterprise to a certain extent, but it's still a very, very broad perspective on everything. They'll get like perspectives from geopolitics to poetry and literature. And I think this kind of you know, almost confusing read can be something that we can really enjoy in this time when we want to be stimulated in a really, really deep and kind of meaningful manner.
And Chiara, maybe talking in general as well about your job as a culture editor. It's interesting that at the beginning of the lockdown, I'm sure, I think we had these discussions like, oh my God, what I'm going to write about. But then, I mean, first of all, you did found even in the worst months of the pandemic. But now we can see that, you know, even in the type of emails that perhaps you've been receiving, I think there's so much new content and people waiting and kind of, you know, I have to say some positivity as well.
Yeah, completely, because I think this is the time when my inbox is finally filling with reopening emails, you know?
There's even some Christmas gifts already.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, for months and months, all I would receive was, you know, cancellation or delays, etc. And it is heartening to see, yeah, that the tide has changed towards the reopening emails. I would say that, you know, a lot of consequences will have to be felt in the next few months, you know, for the performing arts, for a lot of different sectors that have clearly been challenged. You know, in the section, we also spoke to our very own, I mean, past own, Paul Noble. He used to work here at Monocle 24, and then he branched out on this really, really successful venture, which is Spiritland, which is this kind of cocktail bar come listening bar in King's Cross. And now they also have an OB truck, meaning that they can record really huge, like super high quality events and gigs and albums, etc. And they've been able to weather the pandemic in a way that is quite surprising, because when you think about the fact that virtually all concerts and all events were cancelled, they still were able to bag a series of concerts out of Alexandra Palace. No audience, of course, but still the recording needed to be done. So the truck wasn't completely kind of left stalling for all these months. But I think what this teaches us is that the people who have flexible setups, who are able to get out and about on the road and kind of be a bit slim and a little bit more, yeah, able to adapt to the circumstances, are the ones that may prevail and may set an example for the other institutions moving forward.
That was Chiara Di Mella previewing our September issue. And remember, some of the people featured in the article have been on the stack this year. Just look out online for our interviews with the editors of Bloomberg Green, Legend, Oath, and Dean Journal. And now, while I was in Zurich last week, I had the pleasure to speak with Monocle's friend, Chandra Kurt. And the good thing about Chandra, she always has amazing wine recommendations for us. We spoke about her magazine Wine Cellar Journal and her other exciting projects.
This was, you know, it was actually in June, so we were in full, or just after the lockdown. And actually this week, on Friday, we go to print with number 20. So we are in the full production during these days.
And tell us a bit more. I've been talking to many editors from the stack. I mean, some countries, they've been heavily affected by lockdown, and it was quite difficult making a magazine. How was the situation in Switzerland for you personally?
Well, the good thing is that, of course, we plan ahead, and we did a lot of cover stories, which is the main story in the magazine. It's usually 30 pages about a winery or a wine personality or a wine region. So you need a lot of pictures, and you also need to travel. But usually we go and photo shoot them a year ahead. So we have stories for the next coming year ready already. So when the travel, you know, ban came and we couldn't move anymore, of course I got very nervous, but I knew I have things ready that we can produce. And the working, we had to adopt everybody. You know, some people worked at home, things were more over the internet than in personal. But because we traveled less, there was more time. And I was here in Zurich present, and everybody, you know, was a good partner, and we managed to do it. But of course, it was a lot of changes. And the good thing out of it is that I could see that people read more. You know, that we had never such a echo and response like for this actual number 19. We get a lot of emails. I got a lot of contacts that they have time to read. They love to read. They love to travel with the stories. And food and wine is a very important topic. You can see, you know, home is important, food and wine. So what we are doing here, it was never as actual. So in a way, I don't want to say it's positive, but I mean, we could continue what we do.
And Chandra, it's interesting you mentioned how food and wine is important. I mean,
wine is was extremely important for many people during lockdown. And not in a jokey way. I think, you know, people were so stressed and tense that it was a moment of relief in a way as well. So I think sales of wine have been up, I would say, during lockdown in many countries.
It, of course, you know, the place of sales changed because the events were cancelled. There was no fair. The hotels were closed. So a lot of things moved to home and to your own little, you know, castle, your own little home. And wine became a part of it because you had time to cook yourself. You had to learn to cook yourself, to enjoy. And wine, I always, for me, wine, one of the beauty of wine is that it's a celebration. You know, you it's the whole ceremony. You choose the bottle, you chill it, or you open it, you decant it, you compare it to other wines. And so every day you have your little, it's a little ceremony. And personally, it gives me, since 30 years I'm in this topic, it gives me every day this little pleasure and it's wonderful.
I completely agree with you. Let's talk about the issue I have in hands. What's kind of the main highlight of the issue? What's the main kind of story?
The story, you know, it makes me almost sad. It was my last trip last year. I was 5 years in the States and we went there to Paso Robles to visit a winery actually owned by a Swiss, by Hans-Jörg Wies. He's a philanthrope and actually is an engineer, but he found love to wine and he bought this wonderful winery in the Paso Robles area, which is, you know, it's like out of this little prairie house series from the past. You are there, you have the oak trees, you have the grapes, you have the corn, you have the hills. And we were there for almost a week and did the shooting and the discovery of this wonderful landscape. And when I see it, you know, it was my last long haul flight. So it gives me very, very strong emotions. And then we have another story about the rosé, because summertime is usually rosé time. So we presented a lot of nice new rosé wines. And wherever else did we travel? Tell me what is in. You know, I forget always what is in because I'm already in the next issue.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, that's the way a kind of editors think in a way. But tell us about, I mean, I know you had some projects this year that, you know, they didn't happen because of lockdown, but I'm sure you're already quite busy thinking now that things are slowly opening up around the world.
Of course. So what we are producing, as first of all, I mean, what you mentioned, we did a book with Assouline, which we wanted to launch it in March, but we will launch it in next January. It's of course also about the winery. And then because of the journal, which is 20 issues now, we do a special book. We take all the cover stories and put them together, and this will come for the end of the year. So, you know, in a way that we show how you can travel via wine, because every cover story takes you in another region or to another place. So it's a kind of a travel, but a travel book, you know, for imagination with the wines you drink, and you drink the wine and you read the stories and you travel in the area. So at least via enjoying the wine, your thoughts can move a little bit.
And Chandra, I just have a very random question here. I mean, we are in a little bit of a heat wave here in Zurich, and I know perhaps you're going to London soon, which is also very hot. Which wine shall we drink when it's this kind of weather?
Well, actually, the cocktails are better. I realize that gin tonic is very good when it's so hot. But of course, first of all, you shouldn't start too early because it makes you a little bit, you know, it's already sweaty and then maybe you get more warm. So what is nice is when you start like at 6, 5, 5.30, 4.35 when the sunset or early evening. And why not like we are in Switzerland here, you have a Schossler and you put some ice in it. You know, I'm completely not against putting some ice in the white wine and start with this and it will refresh you. Or of course, a nice rosé is always nice.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not a big rosé person, but in this weather, I actually had rosé yesterday.
Just, you know, always...
It works.
It works. And the important is that you to tell the waiter also never to put too much in the glass, because when it's warm, it's really not nice. So have the bottle chilled in ice, take little sips and enjoy the very crisp, fresh rosé.
And Chandra, again, you're a woman of many talents. I mean, I have here also your book, My Name is Chandra, the Elephant.
Well, this
is... what an adorable... It's just tell us a little bit more about this as well.
Well, this is a children book I did with an artist from Zurich, with Matthias Gnim. And it's in a way, it's almost a biographic story, because my name, Chandra, you know, it's an Indian name. And I'm the daughter of a Swiss professor for Asian elephants. So I grew up in Asia. And then this is why they gave me this name. And when I was small, I always played, you know, with elephants or with young bears. So this was my surrounding. And in Zurich, some years ago, in the zoo of Zurich, the elephants had a baby and they called this baby Chandra. So, and I thought, let's make a story that me, the daughter of the elephant professor that is born in India, meets the elephant born in Zurich with the same name. And so we took old pictures of me as a child in the jungle and he made drawings, and the little elephant and the little Chandra, they meet and they, of course, can speak together and tell each other stories about Asia and all the things I was afraid, you know, I was afraid from spiders and all funny stories in it. And we did the book also in English, which I'm very happy that this could be published.
That's fantastic. And Chandra, finally, again, I'm curious, I mean, have your reading habits changed during lockdown? Were you, did you become even more of a reader than you are?
I can tell you something that I really, really miss. And I always read all the time. I need newspapers. I need to touch paper. This is why I'm not so strong online. So I need to touch it. And what I missed is, because I traveled rather a lot, when you go to lounges and you collect all the magazines and you discover new magazines, or in other places you go to a kiosk and you... So this I had to find somehow. So this is why I love your program tremendously. So I always order after the magazines when you present them, to find, you know, all the diversity and the new publication. So this, I was a little bit, I'm missing a little bit, but no, of course, I always read. Most part of the day I'm reading and discovering how people do newspapers or magazines.
And actually, I'll tell you here straight away, I'm missing already the in-flight magazines. Because,
exactly.
You know, some airlines, I think they're avoiding perhaps a bit for now, but come on, they have to return it, right?
No, they have to come on. Even, you know, why don't you, when people leave the airplane, give them the magazine? So if it's not about everybody touching it, they go out, give them an in-flight magazine. I mean, it's so beautiful to discover what airlines do also.
That was Chandra Kurtz there, and the latest edition of Weinseller Journal is out now.
It's time to get moving again. A Monocle September issue helps you to re-explore the world and the opportunities that abound. We profile 10 transportation projects that are getting things in gear, then take a tour of outposts of entrepreneurial opportunity, starting with the lovely island of Cyprus. Elsewhere, we meet the global news players that are bringing some positivity into our lives, keeping their audience informed and inspired. In the design pages, we profile the late Uruguayan architect and engineer Eladio Dieste and celebrate his brilliant use of the humble brick. If after all those bricks, you need a break, then let us whisk you away to Hungary, a country with a Middle Europa feel to the north and a Mediterranean joie de vivre to the south. So get moving. Pick up your copy of the September issue of Monocle magazine on all good newsstands today, or subscribe so you never miss an issue. Do that and find out more about our new digital subscription options at monocle.com.
We're changing the way we do subscriptions at Monocle, and there's never been a better time to sign up. We've just launched our first ever digital subscription. The new look Monocle Digital Editions offers improved access to the magazine on the go at the touch of a button, and is rather dashing too. It also includes our extensive archive of global reporting and a growing roster of travel guides and tips. Whether you opt for print and digital or digital only, your subscription will include unlimited access to the Monocle Digital Editions. That goes for existing subscribers too. Head to monocle.com/subscribe to sign up.
Finally on the show, I'm always on the lookout for new places that sell magazines. So when in Zurich, I paid a visit to Print Matters in Hochstrasse. In there, I spoke to the friendly owner of the shop, Maurice Müller.
The shop here, it's open for a little more than a year. It opened in May 2019, but Print Matters actually existed like a while before that. It started as a pop-up store and moved around quite a bit before its founders didn't want to do it anymore, and I took over and founded this permanent store a year ago.
And, you know, how is Zurich when it comes to magazines? Did they have many shops like this, or Print Matters is quite unique in that sense for selling a couple of magazines? Because I'm looking around, you have some titles that, you know, you don't find it everywhere.
Yes, I think we are. Well, Print Matters is quite unique, but not only in Zurich, but all over Switzerland. It's maybe one of the reasons why I wanted to do that, because me, myself, I really like and love magazines, and there's no other place here to get them. So that's why I really wanted to bring those here and to Zurich.
And I'm glad you did. And Maurice, I mean, of course, you know, shop sellers and magazine editors, they had a difficult time during lockdown as well. How was the situation here in Switzerland? Could you have the shop open for many months or how did this work?
No, the shop was actually closed for a little more than 2 months. But I'm glad I have an online shop which was still running and actually doing really good. Like, I thought that people during that time found their way back to the written printed papers and they had time to read. So it actually didn't go as bad as expected.
That's very right. I heard many times about people, you know, they wanting to read something in print, something, because I feel quite relaxing actually, a print title. Any type of titles that people bought during this period or did you see any trends or something?
It's hard to say, but I would say there's like three main areas that people bought, which one of them is like really written magazines, like with a lot of text in it to really dive into and read. And the other part would be travel magazines did really good. Like, people couldn't go away. So one of the magazines that did amazing was Holiday Magazine from Paris that just came out during that time, talking about Capri with really nice images. It's just one of them that did really, really good. And last but not least, it's erotic magazines, which I thought was quite interesting that those did really good during lockdown.
As I said, we all need to relax in a way. What about Swiss magazines?
We have some Swiss titles here, but not too many. It's really selected because at the end, I wanted to show people magazines that they can't get here. So magazines that are not available at the usual kiosk, which is why you won't find too many Swiss titles. But there's a couple, and these couple are really the good ones, I would say.
And finally, I think the shop is very cozy. And if you can describe the shop and also tell us, I mean, besides magazines and books, you also have T-shirts and other kind of lovely little gifts as well.
Yeah, just some, we have some merchandise and of course postcards, some little stationery stuff just to make it complete, and also nice gift ideas for if you look for any like birthday gift or yeah, Christmas.
Amazing. Finally, a question I ask everyone on the show, do you have a personal favorite title that you read every month or every couple of months?
I think I get asked this question quite a lot also from customers, and it's really hard to tell, but also this title changes every now and then when new titles come in. I don't really have a title that I read like consistently. I rather change and look at new stuff, but at the moment it's I would say Buffalo Scene, which is a fashion magazine, and they're just doing it a completely other way than all the others, and I love their magazine, how it's done, and the paper and the written part, the shootings are amazing. So I think at the moment Buffalo Scene is one of my favorites.
That was Maurice Muller from Print Matters, and if you're in Zurich, make sure to pay a visit to the shop. They also have an online presence on printmatters.ch. Well, that's it for this week's show. My thanks to our editor, Nora Hall. And if you have any comments or queries, feel free to write to me, Fernando, at fp@monocle.com. And remember, we're back next Saturday at the same time. And you can always listen to it again at monocle.com or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and SoundCloud. And as we had quite a big Swiss presence on this week's show, let's end with a song from Yellow. This is Out of Sight from their upcoming album, Point. You've been listening to The Stack. I'm Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Until next time, it's goodbye from me.
I just gonna follow as if there's no tomorrow. You let your body talk, don't share the way you want.